Today's question is about yoga and Christianity. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us from Meg from an email, and she says, Melissa, I'm wondering if you consider yourself a Christian. If so, how do you explain to Christians how you can practice yoga and maintain Christianity as your religious belief? If people ask, I want to have a good answer as to why they are not mutually exclusive, and if they are, just tell me. So, Meg, this is Meg still. She says, I don't consider myself a Christian any longer. Had resigned to being an atheist for the past several years and recently found your yoga classes. I love the personal spirituality they bring to me. I'm just getting started here, but is yoga a Buddhist thing or Hindu, or are they both the same? And as an end note, can you point me towards some good literature on spirituality and yoga? I'm also looking forward to finding and reading Heart Yoga and Yoga of Nine Emotions. Thanks so very much for your time, Meg. So, whoa, loaded question here. So here we go. She got right to the point. All right, squirming in my seat already. So first of all, the easy question. I've already done a previous blog post where I recommended some of my favorite books on yoga in my favorite yoga literature. So I'll link to that in the show notes. These are great questions. I was actually, sent your question to one of my open-hearted graduates from our teacher training program who is a practicing Christian. I was raised Christian. I was baptized Christian. And in fact, my father is an Anglican minister, so that might drop some jaws. But I don't practice anymore. My father is actually the most liberal Anglican minister you'll ever meet as well. I'll just add that as an end note. I'm definitely going to answer this question in this blog post today. So we're going to answer all of these questions. Yoga is not a religion. It has its roots in Hindu culture. However, there is also a lineage of yoga that comes from a Sikh culture called Kundalini yoga, Yoga is also not necessarily a Buddhist thing. They're not the same thing. Buddhism is a separate practice that focuses mainly on meditation. However, I do have to say that there's so much crossover now between all of these practices. It's really hard to differentiate between them all now. And so I can see why you might wonder why, you know, why you might think they're all combined now. And I often include Buddhist practices in my yoga practice as well. I love Thich Nhat Hanh's teachings, and I include loving kindness meditation in my yoga practice, which is definitely comes from the Buddhist lineage. So when I checked with Ivy Tulin, one of our open-hearted graduates from our continuing education course for teachers, who is a practicing Christian and leads the devotional section on our membership site, here is what she said. She said, we are all one in spirit, and physical prayer and breath practice is not exclusive to the Hindu faith. It is contemplative prayer, which is part of Christian practice. The stories of the Hindu deities are not unlike the parables told by Jesus. Ivy suggested the book Prayer of Heart and Body, Meditation and Yoga as Christian Spiritual Practice by Thomas Ryan. And so she had actually recommended that book to me a long time ago, and I have it on my bookshelf. So I went into it and looked at the sections she asked me to look at to research further for this blog post today. And Thomas Ryan says, quote, the use of bodily postures opens us to God, is already well established in our own Christian practices. Going down on our knees, for example, invites our mind and our heart to be prayerfully present. At Christian community worship, we stand to express our dignity and shared mission, kneel to express the transcendence of God, and touch one another to recognize our boundlessness in the Holy Spirit. Depending on what church one enters on Sunday, one will find a range of bodily postures expressing oneness to God, bending down on one knee on the ground, bowing and kissing icons, quietly sitting in a circle with hands open, prostrating, and standing with hands raised towards heaven. Gestures obviously unite body and mind and present us whole to God, end quote. And that's from page 145 of this book. Thomas Ryan goes on to say that, quote, yoga is a way to help us fully inhabit our bodies and begin using them more fully to actualize what God calls us to be, end quote. page 145. Furthermore, quote, to carry the life of God in our bodies is both a gift and a responsibility. The body is not meant for immortality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. St. Paul writes in his first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 6, verse 13. The Holy Spirit's call within us is to use our bodies for responsible living in our work, study, devotions, play, and all that we do before God. When our central intent is opening to God's presence through the use of our bodies, whatever we do with them becomes a form of prayer. And that's from page 146. So just as I speak of the importance of intention so often in our yoga practice, so does Tilden Edwards in his book, Living the Presence. Quote, what makes a particular practice Christian is not the source, he says, but its intention. If our intent is assuming a particular body practice is to deepen our awareness in Christ, then it's Christian, he says. If it's not our intent, then even the scripture loses its authenticity, end quote. And that's from page 149. So I thought that was like the most important quote. It's the intent. Even the scripture can be abused in Christianity, and that is really so very true so often. So I'm curious, how do you reconcile your faith that you were raised in and your practice of yoga? Let me know. Leave your comments below. Thanks, Meg, for a great question.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.